Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
We sing our faith this weekend. You know, it's been quite a week in our country. I want to, just begin today by asking our Lord to give me a sense of peace and yet to keep making the voice that He has given me heard, but to do it in such a way that I can share truth, share facts of things that are happening in our country, but also invite change, to invite a turnaround, so to speak. This past week, we know that in Massachusetts, the law was passed, the governor signed that it is okay to end the life of the infant in the womb up until birth. And the heinous images of people cheering and clapping and smiling when that was signed is just reprehensible. I know, you know, so many times we save the months of January and October for the Respect Life focus. And I feel that's almost a disservice. I feel like it's something we need to be talking about on a regular basis because it slips in, it finds its way in. And so I hope you'll journey with me today on this episode where we're going to talk about life. And not just the baby in the womb, but life, like real life, from the moment of conception until the moment of natural death. And the song that I want to kick off our program with today is from Jason Malachi. Jason is a wonderful Catholic man on the East Coast, and his song, Where Has Freedom Gone, just begged to be our, like I said, our jumping off point today. When you hear him sing that line about the baby in the womb is no longer free, How does that resonate with your heart? The baby in the womb, not the clump of cells, not the unfortunate something or other unplanned pregnancy, the baby in the womb. Where is that baby's freedom to be able to be born safely? So let's take a few minutes with Jason Malachi as he sings for us, Where Has Freedom Gone? Thank you, Jason, and thank you for being a man of God. And, you know, we wouldn't really have an episode all about the focus of life if we didn't include a beautiful piece from Jamie Teton. You know, Jamie was raised in a Protestant family and tradition. And it was the most amazing thing that when God placed on her heart the invitation of Catholicism, when she came into the Catholic Church, she came in also with a new focus in her music of a respect for life. You know, talk about the two-for-one beating. Here she, you know, was having this wonderful Christian music career, became Catholic, and so a lot of the folks really thought she had lost it. And then to go to the focus of respect of life and to stand for life, you know, those two huge things. And I cannot say strongly enough how grateful I am to God for the witness of Jamie and her husband as they have stood for life. They, being an infertile couple, have stood for life. And the song, My Chance, that Jamie has recorded, and I'm gonna remind you that much of this music is available also on YouTube in music video form, and this is one, My Chance with Jamie Teton. And the song begs us to look at, before it's too late, this may be your only chance. It was that child's only chance at life, and yet it was snubbed out. And the men who wrote the song found the perfect person to record it, and that's Jamie. So wherever you're listening today, be blessed by Jamie Teton now as she sings My Chance.
Leaves were falling on Sunrise Road. I watched her mama button her coat, and then I heard that little girl say, "Can your kid come out and play?" I tried to swallow the lump in my throat, said we couldn't wait to bring him home. Ain't it funny how you forget we were gonna call him Chance? My Chance. He would have had eyes as blue as oceans. My Chance. He would have been an angel from above. I would have sung him lullabies before he went to bed. But I missed my chance. I bought him the cutest little shoes, painted my room in pastel blues, but they said we were too young to raise a son. But my chance, he would have had eyes as blue as oceans. My chance, he would have been an angel from above. I would have sung him lullabies before he went to bed. But I missed my chance. They promised we'd never regret it, and to this day say that God would understand.
You know, it was before I ever thought about starting a life of ministry with music and evangelization that I wrote one of my first songs. And this song was written 42 years ago. And it was while I was expecting my first child with my husband. And all I could do, and back in the day, the images of the ultrasounds were nothing like they are now. It was so hard to see that perfect little face so early on, and that perfect little body and hands and feet and toes and fingers, and the way that they would curl up, and the way the thumb would be sucked on in the womb, and just the beauty of these children. But I could feel that life growing in me. And I wanted to honor the life of our first child by writing a song for her. And it has rung true to watch a child and to wonder, what are you going to grow up to be? You know, what is your life going to be like? What are the choices in your life that you are going to make? And someday, little baby girl who I'm carrying, will you grow up and be a mother too? And now I've got the answer to that. Yes, she did. She grew up. She has a beautiful son, and I'm going to come back to her story in a minute. But from me, your host, Julie Carrick, my song, My Baby.
Your baby.
You know, again, as I said, when I wrote that, I was expecting our daughter Adel. And little did I know that when she would grow up, it wouldn't be that white picket fence, a lovely marriage ceremony and a wedding and a reception and a honeymoon and her husband beginning her life together that would bring our first grandchild. And time and again, she has allowed me to share her story. And when I think about what has happened this week in Massachusetts, where they talk about the physician being able to make that call along with the mother for whatever reason of health they consider, our daughter was the victim of a sexual assault when she became pregnant with her first child. Little did we know that would be her only child of birth that she would be able to carry. And as she journeyed through that pregnancy, she never once questioned God about ending the life of her child, regardless of how he was conceived. In her words, most of the women she knew who had been victims of sexual assault had nothing but brutality, scars, and emotional scars to show for it. She had new life. And though the perpetrators were never found, she had new life to bring into this world, the beauty of life. And as she grew up, she eventually met her husband, Adam. They got married. He adopted her son, and they now have three children together. Adam had two sons as well. And so the beauty of family growing and melding in such a way. And it's just amazing to me that during the time of that pregnancy, back all of those 21 years ago, during that pregnancy, how many people told her, oh, nobody would fault you if you decided to terminate it. No one would fault you if you decided to get rid of it. And she said, this is my child. This is my child. The only question she had for God early on in the pregnancy was, am I to be a mom or am I to be a birth mom? And although because of the many complications in the pregnancy, a body healing after an attack, a juvenile diabetic and a very unplanned pregnancy, little Zachary was born 6.5 weeks premature and spent a month in the neonatal intensive care unit before he came home. And instead of people standing for his life while she carried him, people time and time again said, no one would fault you if. Well, I want to go to the next song by a man who has the courage to say, instead of telling someone take what seems like the easy way out of abortion, why don't you stand with the woman? Why don't you stand for life? So this comes from our dear friend here in the Phoenix Valley, Chris Mulia, and his song, Will Somebody Stand?
Only 17, her heart is full of dreams. She was trying to fill the emptiness inside. She's only 17, the world is crashing down, and it feels like this is the end of her life. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody say, it's not a mistake? Will somebody walk with her? Will somebody talk with her? Will somebody tell her that life is worth more than the price she could pay to make this go away? She's only 17, nowhere to run or hide, to escape the condescending fire. Only 17, this is gonna make or break her, set her free or haunt her for the rest of life. somebody talk with her? Will somebody tell her that life is worth more than the price she could pay to make this go away? For a few $100, it all goes away. A few $100, the price she could pay. A few $100, all that it takes. A few $100 mistake. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody say, not a mistake? Will somebody walk with her? Will somebody talk with her? Will somebody tell her that life is worth more than the price she could pay to make this go away?
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, author, and mission presenter, Julie Carrick. It is always a privilege to share this time with you, sharing the music and the ministry of so many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit wesingourfaith.org. wesingourfaith.org. The toll-free number, and we would love to hear from you, is 1-888-880-6874. Again, that number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. Before we go to the next portion of the show, where we're going to bring it around a little bit lighter, I want to just give you some sad states, right? The four that are the most just difficult, it's so hard to even say this, but the four states that have no legal gestational limit on abortion, those four states that I want to say first are Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. In those same four states, now they say there is no legalized euthanasia. However, physician-assisted suicide, which is the same thing, it's medical aid and dying, is in those four states as well. Colorado, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. When we think about life in the womb and trying to protect it, the babies most at risk are in Alaska, Colorado, the District of Columbia, Maryland, Massachusetts now, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, and Vermont. In the states that have now legalized medical aid in dying or assisted suicide are the states of California, Colorado, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, and Washington, D.C. God help these United States of America, where 13 states have this physician-assisted suicide, medical aid in dying, and 9 states and Washington, D.C. have no legal gestational limit on abortion, meaning that a healthcare provider will determine, along with the patient, whether or not to end that pregnancy up until birth. How heinous is this? God help us. God help our country. If we could have a new vision of life, if we could somehow turn it around, to the beauty of what God has given us. As I said this past week, you know, when he gave us those 10 commandments, and commandment number 5, thou shalt not kill, did not come with fine print that somehow it was okay to off the baby in the womb for our own purposes, our own reasons, our own desires, instead of doing what is right for the child. And I am so tired of the banter out there of people saying, you're not pro-life, you're pro-birth. Well, you know what? You're wrong. When you are pro-life, you care about the woman. You care about the baby that she is carrying, not only until the baby, he or she is born, but after they're born, to make sure that they are protected. Right now, my husband and I, at the age of 62 and 63, have a 21-month-old little guy that we have been fostering for the past 18 months of his life. Because we don't just say we are pro-life, we are pro-life. And then to walk alongside adoptive parents that are praying to God that they will be able to adopt a child and to watch how that can work. There is no reason to end the life of children in the womb. We need to look into that positive pregnancy test window. And when we see that line in the pregnancy test, instead of panicking, we need to look at that line, like in the words of Marie Billette, our next artist, lifeline. It is a lifeline. That little line in the window that's peeking out that says, I'm here. I've already been conceived. Am I your little girl? Am I your little boy? Am I going to be your ballerina or your football player? Right? That lifeline that we look into the window and we see life beginning as we look through the window of the ultrasound. And we see that this is a baby. God help us, this is a baby. And if anyone can look at a baby and say that it is okay to kill that child, and that is sadly what is happening in this country, it is no longer a confusion of this is a clump of cells or when does life begin? We know that life begins at the moment of conception. There is no other answer to that. So when we look at that little positive pregnancy test window and we see the line, I pray to God that you'll have the same heart that Marie Billette is offering us right now in her song Lifeline. Wherever you're listening now, please listen to the lyric of this song, Lifeline.
Just before she checked out with her groceries, she took a detour down aisle 17. She waited till she thought no one was looking, grabbed a test and hid it in a magazine. She'd take it in the morning, no one had to know. She had her suspicions, but all that really showed was just a little lifeline peeking through the window. Mother, can you see me? Mother, did you know? I could be your Boy Scout. I could be your ballerina. Don't you want to find out? Don't you want to know? Seems like nothing ever goes the way she planned it, and she could not afford one more surprise. But even though no one would understand it, she was picturing the fingers and the eyes. What would people say? They'd roll their eyes and sneer, blind her with the light of reason, cripple her with fear. Oh, but God sent her a lifeline. Will she have the heart to take it? Will we ever find out? Will we ever know? God sent her a lifeline. The angels pray that she will take it. Save her from herself. Let the child within her grow. And let her be a sign of confidence. contradiction. Let them revel in the scandal of it all. 'Cause truth is more powerful than fiction. Let her hear the sweetness of the call. Oh, just a little lifeline peeking through the window. Mother, can you see me? Mother, did you know I could be your Boy Scout? I could be a ballerina. Don't you want to find out? Don't you want to know? God sent her a lifeline. Will she have the heart to take it? Will we ever find out? Will we ever know? God sent her a lifeline. The angels pray that she will take it. Save her from herself. Let the child within her grow. Save her from herself. Let the child within her grow.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you for standing for life and for giving us such a sense of joy. You know, it was quite a few years ago now that I finally was able to write the song for the two little ones that my husband and I lost from the womb through miscarriage. Timmy at 5.5 months and Clancy at 5 months. And the sadness that we felt as a family in the loss of these children, and asking God, why is it that a pro-life family would have to have this type of loss? And it took a few years after their passing for us to learn that these beautiful little ones, who by no fault of their own, no fault of the parent, God knew their life was fulfilled, and he brought them home to heaven. He brought them home into the communion of saints. And in the words of our son Paul, who was born 7 years later after the last one, he said to us, you know, Mom, I think God knew that you needed two more saints in heaven to help you with Adel and Heidi and to help you in your work of ministry. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, one more time, my song, Little Saint of Mine.
For years I've tried to share the story of your life, to put my pen to page to show my heart. Your precious life, my child, ended far too soon, as you went to heaven from within my womb. From the second you were first conceived, the journey of a saint had just begun. Unlike the rest of us who ran the race for years, Jesus knew your soul was ready to come. Your mom to love and carry you, though I know you first belong to him. Now live in peace until we meet again. Oh, live in peace until we meet again. Your name is spoken daily. You hear me in communion with the saints. It seems a little strange to ask a babe to pray. Oh, but pray for us, little saint of mine. Oh, pray for us, little saint of mine. Someday my mind will teach my broken heart to mend. I'll accept that God knew I could be this strong. And on that day of grace, when we meet face to face, I will thank the Lord that I could be your mom. Oh, I thank God that I could be your mom.
When I wrote that, obviously it's a song about those who have lost children, not by any desire of their own, but by the sad loss of miscarriage or stillbirth or those who died very young. And again, it makes me crazy the way that society has tried to twist these things about, you know, the overturn of Roe v. Wade, that somehow women are fearful to go to a doctor when they have miscarried and the baby has already died in the womb, and they're claiming that that is going to get them in trouble for having an elective abortion. Read the law. Read the verbiage. That is not what it means. When the child has died naturally in the womb, as miscarriage, you go and seek the medical attention in every single state in these United States. And don't let miscarriage try to be the place where it tries to turn it around to make abortion legal, as it is in all of these other states right up to the time of birth. So be informed, be understanding of what the laws mean. And then allow your heart to be transformed. Allow that heart that somehow has become like stone in order for it to be okay in ending the life of a child. That has to be a stony heart. A stony heart is the only heart that can look in and say, look, you don't deserve to live. Now, God help all the women and men who have lost children through elective abortion. And I don't mean to offend or to hurt today. And I pray that you have sought the beautiful healing sacrament of reconciliation and mercy, because God offers that no matter what our sin is. But what we are called to do now, before it is too late, before any other babies are lost to elective abortion, is to have that hearty stone, that stone that has filled the place of the cavity where a heart needs to be able to beat freely, that heart needs to be flesh. And that is what Tori Harris Gray is going to invite us to today. No matter where the heart is in this point, it is never too late for God to take that heart of stone and turn it into a heart of flesh capable of loving. From Tori Harris Gray, Hearts Once Stone.
I am dust, and dust I will be, and you will breathe life into me, and oh, 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 back to the stars.
Thank you, Tori. Thank you so much. And now the song that is going to take us to the top of the hour, Liz Owen. She has a beautiful song entitled Break the Silence. For those who can't hear God speaking, who cannot hear for some reason the voice of God, we are begging Him today to help each and every one of us break the silence in our heart. Take us to the base of that mountain that we are supposed to climb that we haven't seen until today. That mountain that needs to be faced and climbed. And the phrase in there that I just love that says, what if my ears don't hear the song? Or what if I've been humming it all along? God is within each and every one of us. He is our creator. He is our savior through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And He does not want to lose even one of us. So again, the song that is going to take us to the top of the hour, inviting us for not only breaking the silence, but allowing God his way in, from Liz Owen, Break the Silence.
Am I meant for something? Did you keep me in mind? Are we called to things that we were meant to find? Are there many paths, or just one? What if I choose? The silence in my heart, give me passion, let it start taking me over, taking me over. Break the bondage, let me soar on the wings you made me for, taking me over, taking me.
I just want to say thank you for taking this time with me each and every week. It is not only a privilege, it's a call to share the truth and the beauty of our Catholic faith. For information about each and every one of us, please visit wesingourfaith.org. wesingourfaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. 888-880-6874, and we want to hear from you. I would love to come to your parish, to your conference, to your diocese, and present an evening or a retreat or a parish mission focused on the absolute beauty of life, mercy, forgiveness, healing, and the beauty of life from the moment of conception until natural death. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Proclaiming the truth with clarity and charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Are you worried you might not know enough about your Catholic faith? Come join the GRN Academy. I'm Diana Varghese from the show team at the Guadalupe Radio Network, and I invite you to dive deep into our faith this fall with Catholic Radio's best instructors like Dr. Ray Guarendi, Monsignor Charles Pope, Debbie Giorgiani, Julie Carrick, and more. Dive into course topics like raising kids right, building virtue, and having the best relationship with your guardian angel. GRN Academy courses are welcoming to all, interactive and practical. Learn more and sign up now before courses start on Monday, September 21st. Go to grnonline.com/academy. That's grnonline.com/academy.
St. Joseph Partners is a proud sponsor of the Guadalupe Radio Network. St. Joseph Partners helps investors diversify with physical gold, silver, and precious metals. The name St. Joseph Partners was chosen because St. Joseph likely used the gold from the wise men to protect and provide for the Holy Family in Egypt. Every time a GRN listener purchases gold through St. Joseph Partners, a significant portion of that investment supports Catholic Radio. You can learn more about St. Joseph Partners by visiting stjosephpartners.com and mentioning the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed what happens when people set out to destroy the church? They don't destroy the church. They manage to wreck everything else. G.K. Chesterton says, "Men who begin to fight the church for the sake of freedom and humanity end up by flinging away freedom and humanity, if only they may fight the church." The secularists have not managed to destroy divine things, but they have destroyed secular things. Thanks to the war against the church, the world is a mess. We have more disorder, more distress, more discontent than ever before. And that's why we must defend the faith. By defending God's truth, we're defending all truth. By defending the church, we are saving the world.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit chesterton.org for more information.